Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints podcast series on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel with my colleague, Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, welcome back. Always great to catch up with you as markets are absorbing a barrage of news and investors ponder what their next move should be. I know, Burkhard, you're currently at the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, a place with great historical and symbolic meaning. So to begin, Burkhard, why don't you share with our audience your impressions from South Africa, and maybe we can then cover some more ground on emerging markets.
Oh, sure. That'll be my pleasure, Dan, and it's great to be back with you. So here I am in South Africa. It's absolutely amazing. That's the number one takeaway. And here are just a few spontaneous thoughts that I'll air with you about it. So for starters, this is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. Imagine the best sights of California. I'm always reminded of that. Plus great game parks, vast natural splendor, be it at the coast, the lush wine district, the famous garden route, or the rugged hinterland. It's all there. Oh, and then there's the hospitality and the infrastructure, which are generally amazing. So do come and visit. But know that you will not be alone. Every taxi driver I've been asking tells me that their business is currently the best it's ever been. And I can certainly confirm that. Airports are busy, and I checked that international airport arrivals this year are up 16%. So they're really humming. Tourists, foreign businesses, and foreign direct investments are all attracted. And so South African businesses, the business people I've been speaking to for the last 9 days, are all doing really well. Construction is hot. Real estate is going up. But good enough, the rand, the South African currency, is still very, very cheap. But not much longer. It's appreciating, and we do think that it has further to run. Oh, and by the way, the South African stock market is up more than 50% in U.S. dollar this year. It's actually the third best-performing stock market in the world. That's right after South Korea and Poland, two other thriving emerging markets.
Well, Burkhard, very impressive observations. It sounds like a fascinating destination. So very exciting. Tell us a bit more about what's driving this upswing.
Well, you know, things in South Africa haven't always looked as good as they do today. I've been here many times, and they were very different in the past. But I'd point to at least three catalysts, which I think go far beyond the current soft dollar, which is, of course, like a big wave lifting many boats, especially in emerging markets this year. For one, there's a big rise in foreign direct investment, but also in tourism and, very importantly, the infrastructure improvements. South Africa is also currently the president of the G20 group of nations, and all of these things, I think, have a lasting positive impact. The second thing to note is that this global energy transition raises, we know, global demand for mineral resources, and that's what South Africa is very rich in. And its mining sector is about a third of the stock market, so that explains the excellent performance. What's more, South Africa is also rich in gold and diamonds, both of which are well bid too, of course. And then the third catalyst is the financial and the banking sector are doing extremely well right now. And that's, of course, not only reflecting the strength of the economy, it's also helping the overall economy. And it drives the stock market, where banks are the second biggest market sector right after the mining stocks. So I'd like to think that the economy has entered a somewhat sustainable path for growth, which I think can continue to lift it and its currency and the stock market.
Burkhard, very interesting to hear. It sounds like a combination of factors driving momentum. Would you think, Burkhard, that similar drivers are also lifting other emerging markets? They've certainly enjoyed a very strong performance in 2025.
Well, absolutely. You know, for one, South Africa is clearly not the only benefit from the global energy transition. Countries like Indonesia, Chile, Brazil, they also benefit from strong demand for silver, copper, platinum, rare earth, and other commodities. In fact, most of the world's mineral resources are mined in global emerging markets. Having said that, I think investors should remember that the world's top three mining companies actually come from Australia, the UK, and Switzerland, come from Brazil and China. The other thing, I think, is this year's disruption to the global trading system forces almost every emerging market to fix its competitiveness, to negotiate new trade agreements, and to support domestic demand. They're all doing that. And good enough, It seems to be working surprisingly well, not everywhere, but especially across Asia, I should say. I noted, as we all did, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, who argued just recently in an interview in the Financial Times that China, he said, is going to win the AI race. I know he softened that the next day, but he also pointed out that 50% of all software developers work in China and that NVIDIA also needs to be in China to win their develop. Well, he certainly knows a thing or two about AI and about China, and I think his point is very, very valid from an investor's perspective. And that's, by the way, why we too have been favoring China tech throughout this year. It's one of the most attractive investment sectors in global equities, and indeed, its performance has been one of the best in the world. And that's another illustration of how emerging markets are really all doing exceptionally well and somehow benefiting from the new world order that we've talked about so many times here.
Well, Burkhard, very interesting investment considerations when it comes to the emerging markets. So thank you for sharing those insights with our listeners. I noted, Burkhard, in your latest UBS Viewpoints letter that you seem to have combined work with pleasure again this week. So maybe you can share with us some of that from your roundup, from your report from South Africa this week.
Of course. As we speak, I'm still in Cape Town, maybe the most attractive city, I think, in South Africa. And, you know, it borders the wild Atlantic. It's windy right now. It's very close to the Indian Ocean, too, where it's windy, too. And, of course, I couldn't help hiring a beautiful road bike to take me on what I think is the most iconic coastal road in the world. It's called Chapman's Peak. It's an absolutely spectacular marine drive and an engineering feat dating back more than a century. It was cut into the almost vertically sloping rocks and winds from Cape Town's Atlantic coast all the way to the Indian Ocean. It's a beautiful, shall I say, 2 to 3 hour ride. The slope, the sights, and the sea are breathtaking. I've cycled it, frankly, almost every single morning that I've been here before sunrise, returning while the sun rises. And, you know, I think I could never get enough of it. I mean, to give you some context, I'd say any cyclist who enjoys, let me just say, California's Pacific Coast Highway or the Great Coastal Roads of Maine, Florida, or Oregon would be absolutely over the moon here in Cape Town on Chapman's Peak. And what's more, there's a wide choice of top-range road bikes available for hire and beautiful coffee stops, which matters to every cyclist, all along the Cape of Good Hope. And this is the most southern and historic corner of the African continent, a great place to visit.
Well, it sounds like an unforgettable experience, especially for a cycling enthusiast. Burkhard, thank you for those tips. I'm sure some of our audience will be intrigued by it, and it's always nice to not only talk business, but pleasure as well here on the podcast. So with that, Burkhard, I hope you have a safe trip home. Looking forward to catching back up with you next week.
Thank you, Dan. It's always a great pleasure. Thanks for having me again, and have a good continuation of your day, too. Thank you, and speak soon again. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, securities and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.